Next week on Conversations Live, Vicky talks with one of America's leading word nerds to learn some of the new words added to this year's dictionary. We'll also check back with Sue Aikens, whose life on the frozen tundra is featured in National Geographic's Life Below Zero. And can you say cheese? We'll talk cheddar with cheesemonger and author Gordon Edgar. Tune in every Monday at noon Pacific time here on Alternative Talk 1150 and catch podcasts at conversationslive.net.
Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this holiday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream would be go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And, by the way, did you know you could find us on Facebook these days? Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check it out. Give us a like while you're there. That's real important. And a lot of great stuff. And it looks like I'll probably have time to tell you about some of the great stuff I've posted this week, besides the recalls that we talked about in the first hour. And you can also go to marthanorwalk.com and send me an email if you need to contact me through that website, or you can address your own email program to Martha Light, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com, or you can also use the Animal World email address, which is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All of those get to me. And if you need to post something to Animal World, the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. That's 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. And phone numbers, you can get us here for the rest of this hour. Free remotes with Dr. Nels, as well as we're still looking for a home for the Missing Link supplement. And we have a Missing Link supplement for cats. There are three for dogs, one that focuses on hip and joint, one on skin and coat, the other for senior dogs with the great New Zealand green mussel. There is a bird formula and a poultry formula. There's also the wellness blend, which is a vegetarian formula you can feed to both your dogs and cats and other house critters as well. We would love to give you a bag of Missing Link. You just have to be 18 years or older and can't have won a contest here or on this station in the last 30 days. And if that's describing you, then you're eligible to win and you can give us a call. And so either way, Missing Link giveaway or free remotes with Dr. Nils, local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Or toll free is 888-298-5569. Now, if you want to be in touch with Dr. Nils, several ways to do that too. His website is www.nelshealingministry.com. Nelshealingministry.com. A lot of good things on your website, Dr. Nels, for people to check out.
I love to post the videos.
Yeah, and that's at nelshealingministry.com. I think you click on testimonials, don't you?
The testimonials page. There's, of course, the homepage has one right on the front that's a really great video of the corgi that gets walking again.
Because it's fun to see the before and afters when they can't walk at all, and then when they miraculously can walk and then run and play again, it's really neat.
Oh, and I have to make my apologies to Diane I guess that would be the Magnolia area. I don't know. I get lost.
So one of our Dianes, huh?
Anyway, yeah, I don't want to mention last names here, but anyway, her cat Quinn and Diane, we did a nice program with them and got him going from walking like a drunk in the back end to doing really well.
Excellent.
And we weren't able to get good before and after type videos because cats are so reluctant to be stars, it seems. But
that
we had a nice little interview with her. I had a little bit of a sound quality problem, and I was working on it, and I thought I had everything ironed out, and I put a nice video together, and then the audio entirely disappeared.
Oh, no.
And so it's not like it's lost forever. It's just it wouldn't play on that video. I'm going to have to start from scratch and redo it and hope it doesn't do that to me again.
Uh-huh.
So
apologies, that's what the apologies for. You're having technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties. I already have that little nice interview on my website. Hopefully we'll get that one later.
Okay. And then we also have Dr. Nels is doing two giveaways actually today. One is the Facebook giveaway, and that's where you want to get to Dr. Nels' Facebook page one way or the other. You can go to nelshealingministry.com and click on the Facebook link. That will, take you to the page. Or you can go directly to Healing Ministry for Animals on Facebook. Healing Ministry for Animals on Facebook. And then Dr. Nels posted a photograph of him in the studio here today, and you have to like that photograph. I mean, you don't have to, but if you want to be a part of the contest, you do. So you like that photograph, and then after the show today, Dr. Nels will take all the names of the people that liked that photograph, put them in a hat, and you're going to draw for a free half-hour phone session.
Right.
And that's up to a $200 value.
Right, and that's for a person or an animal.
For a person or an animal. Now, then the other deal you have going is on this coming Thursday.
Yep, Thursday the 17th.
This is your big Christmas giveaway. You're going to do 10 free, and I wrote it down, vibrant pet discovery sessions.
Right.
So tell us, what is a vibrant
discovery session is where we help you to we go more deeply into what it is that's going on with your animal, and what your goals for that animal are, and then from there basically we talk about what would be the ideal plan to help you get the result that you want, and try to come to an idea of how you can get exactly what you want for your pet. So it takes about 45 minutes to do one of those sessions properly.
Wow.
And I generally do that with the with the animals that have chronic serious type problems. There's lots of animals that don't have chronic serious problems, and with those animals, you know, then it usually doesn't. It's just a quick little session. I won't include it on that day. I'm reserving this one for the, you might say, the worst of the worst kind of cases.
Yeah, like you're going to do Romeo.
Right.
Who is we? Jerry called in the first hour, and you've heard Jerry on the show before. And Romeo's my favorite pit bull now. I mean, just the sweetest pit bull. He's 12 years old, but he's got, you know, a nerve damage or paralysis in his right front leg, and it's just painful to watch this guy walk because he cannot weight bear on this leg, and the vets have kind of given up on dealing with it, and he's in a lot of pain, and I have a personal connection too because it was a similar situation that actually ended the life of one of my dearly beloved golden retrievers, my Chowie Golden, and I've known ever since, you know, Chowie passed, that had good chiropractic, you know, veterinary chiropractic, something along those lines, been available at the time, it would have saved him.
Yeah.
But it just was a little too soon. We just didn't quite have those tools in place yet. But now seeing Romeo, I would just love to see him get function back. So it's going to be a fun case to follow.
Yeah, I have high hopes for
Romeo. We started with him on the show today earlier in the show, and then you're going to do this vibrant pet discovery session.
Right.
And then I'm sure, and Jerry's already sent you a video, so
right.
we have a video of Romeo at his worst. And
right.
Then we'll see. I'm hoping he feels, you know, some relief and some improvement from just today's session.
On my website, I have you know, the testimonial page. I have a video of Zuzu limping around. Zuzu was a Labradoodle.
I've seen that one. That's the white Labradoodle.
Right. And he was limping quite heavily, but
and that was
still
chronic and ongoing for some time.
It was a whole year.
Yeah.
So he hadn't degenerated to this point of, you know, unable to use it, but almost. And we, you know, we got great, fantastic results with that, and so I have high hopes for Romeo.
All right. So if you are interested in qualifying for one of these free vibrant pet discovery sessions, again, that's up to a $200 value. Dr. Nels is going to be doing 10 of them this Thursday, the 17th, for free. And the way that you find out if you qualify is you got to go to Dr. Nels' website. That's www.NelsHealingMinistry.com, and then you click on healing packages.
Yep,
that's on the navigation on the left side of the homepage. Click on healing packages, and then you click on animal assessment questionnaire and fill that out.
Right, and once you hit the submit button on that, it will go. It's a SurveyMonkey thing, and it will send me a message somewhere in the next few hours, and I'll get a message, and I'll go there, and I'll review that, and then I will contact the person who sent that in and let them know if they've qualified for the Vibrant Pet Discovery Session. If they haven't, it doesn't mean, you know, too bad. What it means is we've just got maybe another way, maybe a quicker way to get around to helping them.
Yeah. Excellent. So that's really nice of you to be giving this all away, you know, for the holidays. And of course, you know, you always serve when you're here on Animal World. And it's kind of interesting that and we're not used to having open phone lines when you're here, because they usually fill up and they're usually full
they're
for
full
the
right
whole
up to
show.
The end, yeah.
And of course, we're thinking that because it is a, you know, Seahawks football Sunday and they're doing better now, they're starting to win, that has made a big difference here in the number of phone calls we've had. So we do have open phone lines for you folks and free remote sessions for you, for your animal friends. Dr. Nels can do some testing with compatibility in terms of vitamins, supplements, medications, dosages, allergies with food, all kinds of stuff he can do. And because we're a little slow today, that doesn't mean, you know, that means that we can spend more time individually with each of you. So
this is true.
If you want more time, now would be the time to call local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. 888-298-5569. If you've got a question or a comment, you can email us, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty, let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors so we stay on time this hour, and then we will come back. And, well, by golly, there is somebody out there. The phone's ringing, so that's good.
Holy moly.
We will have some folks to work with, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues with Dr. Nils straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information. Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? Running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Made fresh each day for you. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
I love those purrs. Purr, purr, purr. Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're just about midway through the last hour of this week's holiday edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And, of course, you heard again about NuPro supplements, great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Check them out, NuPro, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Also, Whispering Dragon, whispering-dragon.com are great harmonic energetic shifters. Jude and Paul Ponton, they will be in the studio next Sunday with us. So y'all can call in for energy, harmonic energy shifting and healing sessions. For free again next week with Jude and Paul. And check out their website, whispering-dragon.com, and get on their email list because their latest newsletter just came out full of great information. And check out the sound portals. Beautiful, beautiful sounds with the gongs and the bells and all of that that bring the vibration of the particular sound portals into your home and energy. There's one for abundance. There's one for grounding. There's one now for tranquility and one for joy. So check them out. And also, you heard Dr. Nels. We were talking about Dr. Nels during the break as well. www.nelshealingministry.com. Click on the Facebook link and like that photograph he took in the studio this morning, and you'll get into a drawing for a free half-hour phone session. Woohoo!
Yes.
All right. And we have callers now, so we can get back to the phones. And it looks like we are heading to Kingston, welcoming Deborah. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm glad you said that the lines were open because I hit my dial button immediately.
Yeah, and you got through, which is great. So I'm glad you did. And yeah,
I
you're calling about your... Pardon me?
I just assumed I'd be waiting in line behind a lot of people, so I was just going to listen all morning.
Well, sometimes people assume that, but, you know, it's not always the case. And
nope, not always.
Like, especially when the Seahawks are winning and playing during Animal
yeah,
World, then
playing.
We tend to have more time. But sometimes you can't get through, especially in the third hour. So I'm glad that you did, Deborah. And let's see, you're calling about your kitty?
Yes. I called several weeks ago when Darcy was on.
Ah, yes.
And I explained that Munch has been to see Dr. Bill, and Dr. Bill told him because of his food sensitivities, he should just have venison and rabbit. You and Darcy suggested that he alternate. So he's been on venison since then. I'm looking for a dry rabbit. But when you and I were talking, it occurred to me about that human-animal transference that you've mentioned before.
Right.
Because I've had food sensitivities and environmental sensitivities my whole life.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Stereo.
Yeah. Well,
here.
We see that a lot.
Well,
Martha and I have come to know this very well.
Yeah, yeah. So the two of you are two peas in a pod, huh?
Yeah, I think so. Munch Kitty was a neighborhood feral cat when we took him in about 7 years ago, 7 or 8 years ago. And now he's neutered indoor only, except when I walk him on a harness. He only goes out on his harness.
So he's a well-loved kitty now.
Yeah, and he's only started licking himself raw in the last maybe year. And it's gotten worse and worse, so we brought him to Dr. Bill about it.
All right. And so do you want Dr. Nels to check on, well, he's actually, looks like he's doing a basic reset with
exactly
Munch right
doing.
Now. Is
I'm,
that what you,
right.
See, I can tell now. I'm watching what he's doing.
Yeah.
So it looks like Munch is getting a basic reset at the moment.
Right. And
wonderful.
After, as I, when I check to see, you know, is it you or him first? And I got him first. And after we're done with him, we'll find out if there's something we can do for
yeah, because
well.
Often, like with Celeste and Scamperdoo, you were told to work on Celeste first and then Scamperdoo. But this time, Deborah, you're off the hook for a moment because he's working on Munchie first.
As long as you can make him happy, I'm happy.
Right.
All right.
All right.
Well, you're not all off the hook yet because we have to get done with Munch here, and then we'll see if you need something.
So I'll fill you in on the rest of it while he's checking out Mr. Munch. Munch is our oldest of our five cats. And they're all with me here in the living room. They're all within 5 feet of me, 6 feet of me, and they're all resting in case you see anybody else.
So the oldest of five cats. Okay. And how old is Munch?
About eight. Not older than eight, maybe seven.
Okay.
I've lost track of time, but he had just gone through puberty when we got him neutered.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got five cats at my house, and
there you go.
When we last night we were watching a Christmas video, my wife and I sitting on our little couch, and we had a dog in one lap and two cats on my lap and another one sitting on the cushion behind my head. And
I love it.
Oh,
yeah,
that just sounds wonderful.
It's a way to keep warm in a cool house. You just pile yourself up with animals and there you are.
Yeah, well, that's what I don't know if I said it last week on the air. I told somebody, that's why I have a queen size bed, not because I personally need one, but I need that much space when you have me plus five cats plus a golden retriever. then sometimes there's still room for me. But, you know, there are times where I can say, Robbie, move over, and that would be the golden. Or, you know, and I've got Abyssinians all over me. But that's the way, you know, isn't that? I don't have a three-dog night. I have a five-cat and one-dog night at my house.
That's
when I know how cold it is. If it's really cold, then Robbie stays in bed.
Okay, so I'm finishing up here with Munch Cat. And the last thing I'm doing is I've got some points on his head, and when I check, a lot of times when those points are active, there's a feeling involved, and the feeling is good, which it usually is for animals. And so that's an indication that it's a wonderful thing for you to touch his head and tell him he's good once in a while.
Tell him he's a good cat. He wants to know.
That helps.
Munch is a good cat.
Okay, so now that's done.
I'm wondering if we can check on foods with him.
Let's check. So we have the venison and rabbit thing, right?
Well, yeah, because Dr. Bill suspects food allergies, so she's been sticking with venison and rabbit.
The venison is a bigger plus.
It's better
than
the rabbit.
Yeah, it's better than the rabbit. Yeah.
All right.
Because you can now, because the venison, you can, I believe there's a venison feline caviar, even the dry food.
Oh.
All
right.
So according to your test, your muscle testing, that the venison is more compatible with him than the rabbit.
Right. I get a big yes on that one, and on the rabbit, not so much. It's kind of waffling. Like maybe there might be some challenges with the rabbit.
Does it feel like it's... Well, she said she's having trouble finding.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it at this point. I'd just
stick with the venison?
For a good while anyway.
All right, now, Kathy had wondered if Missing Link might be good to give to Deborah and her kitties. But I'm wondering with the food sensitivities if it would be okay for Munch. Does it feel like the Missing Link...
Interesting. I'm getting, first question I'd like to ask is it beneficial? And
right.
I get a yes. And then the next one I ask is, can he tolerate it? And I get a yes.
Ah. Oh, so hey, Deborah, would you like to win some Missing Link today for your kitties?
I'd love it.
Okay, so when we end this call, Mike, we're going to put Deborah on hold so Kathy can check in and arrange for Missing Link.
Can I get the feline or the vegetarian?
Let's ask feline formula or the wellness blend vegetarian.
I get the feline formula.
Feline formula. Yeah. Okay. All right. Now I don't know if you're off the hook yet because Dr. Nell's at it now. So do you have to work to do
on
Deborah?
I have a little something to do with Deborah here.
Okay.
I'm going to have you close only your right eye, Deborah. Let me know when you've done that.
It's closed.
Okay, that did not react. So I'm going to have you close only your left eye.
Okay.
And that's reactive.
Yeah.
So I'm going to find what we need to do there. Oh, and here we go with the feeling of pride again.
Oh,
it's a pride Sunday. Now we'll find out what the positive is. And it's a trust replacement. Now those are actually some of the two most common words I find for some reason. It could have something to do with me even, but. Nevertheless, the vibration, when I work with them, seems to do what needs to be done. So what you want to do is keep your left eye closed and focus on the feeling of trust.
Okay.
And you're going to be with just that left eye closed. Look down and to the left and take a breath in and hold your breath and think trust and the number 6.
Okay, so left eye closed, looking down to the left. Holding your breath, thinking the word trust, and the number 6.
And now we're getting good pulses, so you can breathe again. And we'll see if there's more. Actually, here's what we're going to do. Are your both eyes open?
They were for a second here.
Okay, now I'll have you go ahead and close that left eye again.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's strong.
That passes
strong,
the test, so you can open your eyes.
Okay.
Oh, now we need to have you close your right eye again.
Okay.
Oh, now that reacts.
Yeah, and that reacts. And that's the way it works. It's like a combination lock. You got to do the right thing in the right order.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, anyway, let's see. Yep, we're going to be doing the same things as we were just doing, but this time with your right eye closed. You look down to the left, take a breath and hold it, and you'll be thinking trust and the number six.
So right eye closed, looking down to the left, take a breath in and hold it, thinking the word trust and the number six.
And we're getting some pulses starting to come in here. Yeah, I'm contacting the back of her head on this one. And you're going to go ahead and breathe again. That's good. You can open your eyes. And then I'll have you close your right eye again.
Okay.
And
oh,
that
nice
tests out. That's
Yay.
Nice and strong. So you can open both eyes, and I'll see if there's anything more. Oh, I'm going to have you just think about Munchcat.
Okay.
And
Ooh.
That's reactive. So there's a little that's indication that there is some emotional energy connection there that's not good. So we'll clean that up. And the feeling of powerlessness is there. So we're going to find what the positive is. And that's going to be the feeling of devotion. So focus on the feeling of devotion. And what you're going to do is you'll be having both eyes closed, look down and to the right, and do a slow, deep breath in, hold it for a few seconds, and then a slow breath out and hold it out a few seconds. Do that breathing pattern, and you'll be thinking devotion and the number seven.
So we got both eyes closed, looking down to the right.
Devotion, seven,
and
controlled breathing.
Controlled yeah. breathing, thinking the word devotion and the number seven?
Yes. And now we're getting some good pulses coming in here. So go ahead and breathe normally, open your eyes, and then I'll have you think again about Munchcat.
Okay.
Didn't quite hold together, so there's a little more to do. And we're going to do much the same. I'm going to move my contacts to your temples, and you'll be both eyes closed, looking down to the right, and controlling your breathing, thinking devotion and the number seven.
So both eyes closed, looking down to the right, slow, controlled breathing, thinking the word devotion and the number seven.
Okay, and again, the pulses are coming in here, and this is good. You can breathe normally, have both eyes open, and focus your attention on Munchcat again. Whoa, there's still more to do.
Wow, yeah, that didn't hold at all.
No, so we'll see what else we do here.
I'm sorry I'm being so much trouble here.
Oh, no, no,
I'm following orders.
We're clearing it up. Let's see.
We got to get through all this stuff.
Okay, so this time you're going to have your eyes closed and look down to the left. Do that controlled breathing, and you'll be thinking devotion and the number seven.
Are you saying devotion or emotion?
Devotion.
Yeah, okay, devotion.
I'm making sure I have it right.
I'm getting Olivia Newton-John, hopelessly devoted to you.
Yeah, there we are.
Hopelessly devoted to you. All right, so both eyes closed, looking down to the left. Slow, controlled breathing, thinking the word devotion and the number seven.
And we're getting good pulses coming in here. So go ahead and open your eyes again. And let's find out. I'll have you think again about Munchcat. All right. Almost didn't hold, and then it's like it
locked in.
It locked in.
But
yeah.
I'm thinking, Deborah, that with what Dr. Nels is testing and what he's getting, I'm wondering if you are spending a lot of your mental energy worrying about Munch.
It could be.
Well, about the last year.
yeah. So, see, what you need to know is thought directs energy. Energy follows thought. Thought magnifies and intensifies energy. And if you are constantly worrying about what's wrong and all of that, then that's where you're putting your energy. And obviously, it took three times to work through this. That is affecting what's going on with Munchie.
And here's your homework for that. And that is to whenever you look at Munchcat or think about Munchcat, you want to have the immediate thought, "I trust."
Okay.
All right. That'll help to take care of that.
I'm sure I need to do that with several problems in our life.
All right. Yeah, you work on all of those.
There we go.
All right. And we're going to put you on hold so Kathy can fix you up with the missing link for your kitties, okay?
Thank you, too, for your love and attention.
All right. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
All right, we are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in the show, and then we're getting right back to the phone lines. So let's see, where are we going next? We're going to Renee, so stay. You will be first up when we return, and we may have time for even another phone call after that. So there is a line open if you'd like to get in, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues with Dr. Nels straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Love those jingle cats. And did you know that even if you're feeding the highest quality all-natural food, even if you're home cooking for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food gets exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. Well, that's why Designing Health created Missing Link. They start with human-grade, all-whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in the missing link, a little cool water if you need something to mix it in with, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3, 6, and 9 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, and the fiber. Missing link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there is a missing link formula for cats. There are three for dogs, one that focuses on skin and coat, the other hip and joint, and the new senior formula with the New Zealand green mussel. There is a wellness blend that's vegetarian. You can feed to both your dogs and cats and other house critters as well. And there is a bird formula and a poultry formula for chickens and turkeys and such, and a horse formula. So ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or go directly to Designing Health, which you can give them a call at 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com.
Itching, scratching, hot spots, pain, stomach cramps, gas, vomiting, mucousy diarrhea. You don't have to live this way. Stop watching your sweet pet in such distress. Get to the root of the problem with Heaven and Earth's 100% natural hot spot and infection tea cream for pets, liver and digestive health support powder, and their doggy dewormer detox and infection powder. Visit healmypet.info for a free guide in helping your furry friend. Don't delay. Visit healmypet.info today. That's healmypet.info.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Good news, Belgium. We're streamed worldwide at 1150kknw.com. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Oh, I love the jingle cats even do Alvin the Chipmunk stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so cute. Hey, everybody. I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down this holiday edition of Animal World. But you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. I want to be sure you check out the Heaven and Earth Chinese Herbs for You. Check out the landing page for Animal World, people. Is healmypet.info. healmypet.info, and their main website is ChineseHerbsForYou.com. Lots of great information. Excuse me, great information. And if you've got questions for Tia and David Akrish about the Chinese herbs and what variety or whatever you should take for whatever's going on with you, you can give them a call at 1-888-649-2182. All right, it is Best Sunday, bioenergetic synchronization technique practitioner, Dr. Nels Rasmussen in the house. And you got to remember, you're running out of time to like his Facebook photo to get into the drawing for a free remote phone session up to $200 value.
Right.
But you've already heard from Celeste, who you worked on earlier in the show, and
right,
she said she's feeling
she's
some improvement in her
sinus. Improvement in herself already, yeah.
All right, how great is that? So go to Facebook and Healing Ministry for Animals. Like the photograph that Dr. Nels posted of him in the studio today, and you'll automatically put in the drawing for that free remote phone session. All right, let's get back to the phones. And as promised, we're going to Seattle and talking to Renee. Renee, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels.
Hi, Dr. Nels. Hi, Martha.
Hi Renee.
There.
Yeah, my question is, I have two known food allergies and then a few food intolerances. Can
so
you,
you yourself?
That? Yeah, myself, yeah.
Oh, okay. So
right.
So you said, can you? What would you like related to that? Do you want to test some foods and sensitivities?
Well, here I have an idea.
Okay.
And that is thinking about a food that you have a sensitivity to. So what have you got? What sensitivity have you got?
Sensitivity foods would be soy, dairy, and wheat.
Okay. So think about eating something with soy in it and what that feels like. What happens when you do that? So focus on that for
okay.
a moment. All right. And,
ooh,
and
that broke.
That's reactive. So I'm going to find out the emotional connection
okay.
to why that happens in your body, and then we'll work with that. So
okay.
find out what it is. Okay. Uh-huh. Well, interestingly enough, the feeling that comes up is the feeling of death. So what that means is at one time that was a really big deal in your life.
Okay.
All right. And so what we need to do is we need to allow your unconsciousness to replace that negative, powerful negative feeling with a positive. So we'll find out what that is. Oh, and in this case, you get the word devotion as well.
Okay.
So that'll be your replacement word and what you'll focus on, and we'll essentially slip it right into the same slot where that death vibration was hiding. So I'll find out what we do to do that. Okay, and with your eyes closed,
okay.
you're going to be looking down to the left. You're going to do the slow, controlled breathing with a pause at each end of your breath for a few seconds. And you'll be thinking devotion and the number six.
Devotion and number six. What do we have? Eyes closed, did you
eyes
say?
Eyes closed,
looking.
Down to the left. And I'm contacting the occiput, the back of the head. And interestingly enough, that's the area of the visual centers. So I haven't quite put it all together yet exactly why certain centers are more prominent than others, perhaps. But in many people, that's a sign that something was, you know, a lot of negative energy entered through their visual cortex, perhaps. All right, now you can breathe normally.
Okay.
And I'm going to have you again think about that food allergy, what it feels like to eat soy. Okay, now
that's strong.
That's
though.
Strong. So let's go ahead and see if there's anything different about wheat. So think
okay.
about what happens when you eat wheat.
Okay.
That didn't hold at all.
That was not, yeah, that was reactive. So that means there's something we need to do individually for that as well. So let's have a look here. And the feeling of harmony comes up first. And what that means is that sometime in your life you were in this state of harmony when something really negative happened and your body had to make a stress response. Now, anytime you get into a feeling of harmony, it actually causes your body to experience a stress reaction.
Oh, so, that's interesting.
Yeah, so we need to make that. It's okay to have harmony.
Okay.
Right? So just focus on the word harmony. And again, with your eyes closed, you're going to be looking down and to the left. You'll take a breath in and hold it, and you'll think harmony and the number six. And I'm holding points on the back of her head and over on the left temple.
So harmony and the number six.
And now we're getting some good pulses coming in here, good and strong. So you can breathe again.
Okay.
And I'll have you go back to thinking about what happens when you eat wheat. And
that's
good and strong.
Okay.
And so now let's think about dairy.
Okay.
All right. And that's not breaking now. So chances are it was locked
it was
into
covered.
One of those other vibrations.
Oh, okay.
But that's interesting because there was definitely a big, huge weakness when you first tested. Now it's very strong. So that should make some kind of difference.
I would think so. I've actually worked with people on similar things before, and they found some improvements. Now, the trick is it's very easy for us to fall back into our old patterns of unconscious thought. And the way we avoid that is to focus on the positive. So we had harmony and we had devotion, I believe. Is that right?
Devotion and harmony, right.
So those are things that you want to, you might say, reflect on, meditate on, is how does harmony manifest in my life? How does devotion manifest? And and be very accepting of having those vibrations more in your life.
Great. I like that.
All right, Renee.
Hey, thanks a
thanks
lot.
Thanks for calling Animal World.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Now, I want to try to get both of these in here quickly because it looks like Celeste is calling back. I think we better check in with Celeste see if something's cropped up.
Okay.
Can we go to line three? Celeste, welcome back. You're back on the air. I wanted to check in with you quickly. Is this something that's cropped up since he worked on you earlier?
No. This has been going on for a while. But I wanted to really take care of Scamperdoo yet earlier.
Oh, okay. So we'll take a look at you've got a pain on your head into your face. Is that it?
It's actually a squeezing in the right side of my head, and then it causes a pain down. It's in my forehead right now, but it also I have numbness down the right side of my face.
And that's been going on a long time, huh?
Actually, no, it's just recently come back. It was episodic, and I had it for about 4 years, starting back in 98, 99, somewhere in there.
Ah.
And then it just went away, but it's come back recently. I can tell you, it came back October 16th, the day of my detached retina surgery.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Well, here's what I'm picking up is kind of interesting, and that is your body is not it's not giving me anything new. So that means that you're still processing what we did earlier. And usually it does take about 24 hours, sometimes a little longer, to fully process what's gone on. So with the treatment before. So at this point, who knows what you might experience in the next 24 hours? We may have actually done something that even relates to that. So Just enjoy what you've got at this point.
Do what you're doing. And then you did get through on Facebook, so maybe your name will get pulled out of the hat for the free
you never
phone
know.
Session.
The odds are pretty good right now.
All right. Okay, thanks, Celeste. We're going to go on and pick up our last caller, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Let's see.
Thank you.
We're going to Bothell. And is it Nuri? Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels.
Oh, wonderful. Good morning.
Is this Nuri?
Yes, it is.
All right, Nuri, what can Dr. Nels help you with?
Well, I have, I'm an artist, and I've been having been drawing for 10 years. And I started drawing, and I developed this lump, like where you used to get a callus on your finger if you wrote do too much?
A lump on your finger.
So I've got this, on my knuckle. Where
on
the
your knuckle.
Pencil touches, and kind of pointy, and I don't go to doctors. I haven't been to doctors for 55 years since the babies were born. So I do Reiki and EFT and yoga, so.
Well, I wonder if there's some kind of blockage with your creativity or something, because you're an artist and the lump where the pencil and all that.
Yeah, it's not unusual to have the body make a response to an area that continually gets some kind of pressure. But if you start getting something that's like pointy and irritated, that's not a good thing. It would more indicate there's something else going on. So I'll check in. I want you to think about that finger and how you feel about that, all right?
Yeah.
And that's reactive.
Definitely reactive.
Yeah.
Okay, now in this case, we get the word devotion coming up, but it's coming up first, which means that because of some devotion to something, you've developed some negative baggage around it. You know, maybe expectations that because you're devoted to this person or this activity or whatever, you've now got a situation where you've got an expectation of a certain result and you've not got it, and now you feel like, you know, there's this big conflict now. I'm doing the right thing with devotion, and what do I get back for it? Pain, you know? So that's what's coming into me about the problem. So now what I'm going to do is we're going to work on making it okay to feel devotion. So just focus on the word devotion.
Okay.
And I'm going to have you, with your eyes closed, looking down and to the left. And take a breath in and hold it. And focus on devotion and the number 6.
All right, so close your eyes, look down to the left, take a breath and hold it. Focus on the word devotion and the number 6.
And what that does is the unconscious brain is now realizing, well, my body's not in any kind of stressed out state here. And yet, you know, this devotion thing has somehow been a problem. I just need to correct that. Okay, you can breathe again. We got good pulses coming in now. And so we're going to retest. I'll have you think about that point on your finger and how you feel about that. Okay, there's more to do, so let's find out what that is. Okay, and the feeling of depression comes up. So we've moved into something else that's related. I'll find a positive. And it's the feeling of being loyal. So focus on that. Okay, and that's all in the same place. Everything I'm doing here with the contacts and what you're doing is the same, except for the feeling. You're going to look down to the left with your eyes closed, take a breath in and hold it. And think loyal and the number 6.
So closed eyes, looking down to the left, take a breath and hold it. Think loyal and the number 6. While you're doing that, I'm going to start winding down the show. We have normal programming today, so that means stay tuned after Animal World for an encore presentation
and
of Mystic
breathe.
Radio with Rob and Alexis. Yeah, let her breathe. And
thank you.
I'll let you know that next week is Harmonic Energy Shifting Sunday with Jude and Paul Ponton, so be sure and call in for free remotes then. Now, you got
right.
a strong test that
right.
time, didn't
right.
you?
So what we're getting here is that that's what we need to do, and you need to focus on the positive feeling of devotion and that it's okay to be loyal.
All right, Nuri, that's all we've got. So, but call in again next week, Nuri, and let's let Jude and Paul do their thing with you as well, okay?
Well, thank you very much.
You're
I'm
welcome.
Gonna go on Nell's, I'm going on his website. Nell's
excellent.
Website,
like that picture, too, because you may get the free.
That's right.
Yeah, so like the picture on the Facebook page.
All right, thank you.
All right,
you.
Thanks for
thank
calling
so
Animal
much.
World.
Bye, Nuri.
All right,
thank
it's www.nellshealingministry.com. Look for him on Facebook. Healing Ministry for Animals on Facebook. Like the picture of him in the studio. Do it fast because he's doing a drawing for a free remote. And if you need to call Dr. Nels, it's 425-238-2222. 2668, and you can find a link to his website on Martha Norwalk's Animal World, or MarthaNorwalk.com. Dr. Nils, thank you so much.
You're
Mike,
welcome.
Thank you so much. Kathy, thank you so much. Hey, everybody, try not to get too crazy with the holidays coming up. Stay calm, stay cool, stay dry. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to open your heart. Share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.